Leicester private healthcare tragedy. John Merrill, Leicester Socialist Party private healthcare is embedded in the provision of accident and emergency treatment at the Leicester Royal Infirmary. That was the nub of a tragic loss by a mother-to-be, reported in the Leicester Mercury in March, summed up by the headline, "I was losing my baby, but sent home, and told to take a painkiller." The triage was carried out by a clinician working for DHU Healthcare, a so-called community interest company. The mum said she was in and out in 5 minutes, with no checks carried out, and she was told she would not be admitted to a R&D, and was advised to go home. Astoundingly, the clinician was part of a national triage service organized by NHS 111 First Initiative. The tragedy occurred last September. The mother approached the media because of DHU Healthcare's dismissive response to her complaint. "They've admitted they should have referred me but not apologized, and in the same letter, said I wasn't in pain or bleeding heavily, which I was, and I told them that I was." In the 2019 general election, Boris Johnson claimed he would finance the building of 40 new hospitals. The claim quickly became a downright lie when it was revealed that only 6 new hospitals would be built. This included the proposed hospital reconfiguration in Leicester, where 3 acute care hospitals will be reduced to 2, and the Leicester Royal Infirmary will be the centerpiece. Unbelievably, under the cover of the pandemic, the NHS Trust has forced through the proposals, see Save Leicester General Hospital. But not without campaigners winning a commitment to more beds than was originally proposed. The Save Our NHS Leicestershire campaign group, in which the Socialist Party plays a leading role, believes the Trust's proposals do not measure up to the growing needs of Leicester's populace. "We will continue to campaign for the health service to meet the needs of Leicester's population. Part of that will be joining the NHS Day of Action on the 3rd of July,